Turkey is scheduled to receive a prominent visitor next month. Barack Obama is set to visit the country. Now, American ties with Turkey were strained by the 2003 U.S. invasion of Turkey's southern neighbor, Iraq. But Stephen Kinzer believes that President Obama may be poised to turn the relationship around. Stephen Kinzer is a lecturer at Northwestern University's Department of Political Science. Among his several books is Crescent and Star, Turkey Between Two Worlds. Mr. Kinzer is now at his office at the campus in Evanston, Illinois. Turkey has long been an important United States ally. Remind us why, but tell us as well why it's especially pivotal now.
In strategic terms, Turkey has offered the United States quite a bit in the Middle East, and Turkey has also been a good ally of Israel, unique among Muslim countries in that region. So in that sense, Turkey has always played an important role in the U.S. policies in the Middle East. Now, as you said, that relationship has been a little bit strained, partly as a result of the Iraq War, but the relationship between the two countries remains strong precisely because of the cultural similarities between the two countries. Turkey is a country, unlike many of its Muslim neighbors, that has been working toward democracy for 100 years. That makes it a very good match for the United States. It's a nation where people understand the ideas of freedom and democracy in ways that you can't if they're just introduced to you a few years earlier at the point of a gun. So this is a relationship that's full of potential, and I think we're now at a point where we may be filling some of that potential.
Okay, get specific, Stephen, if you will. I mean, specifically, what is there about the framework of the relationship right now and the tenor of the relationship that Barack Obama will likely be working on first and foremost?
One of the very first things that I think you're going to see Turkey doing in part of this new relationship is going to be working as an intermediary with Iran. It is no coincidence that within 48 hours after Hillary Clinton left Ankara, the president of Turkey, Abdullah Gül, got on a plane and flew to Iran. I have no doubt that he was carrying a message from Clinton and perhaps from President Obama to Iran. Turkey is taking on in the last few years a role as a kind of a regional peacemaker. They've brought Israel and Syria together. They're trying to work with other feuding partners in that region. And I think they see themselves as a country that gets along with everyone in that region. And to a large degree, that's true. That's exactly what the United States does. We don't get along so well with a lot of players in that region. So in a sense, this is an ideal partnership of which we have not yet taken full advantage.
As President Obama heads to Turkey next month, what are the major areas of conflict that you see arising, presenting themselves before him between the United States and Turkey?
You're quite right to point out that although there is the basis for very strong cooperation between these two countries, there are also some areas of disagreement. Maybe the most important one is with regard to how to deal with the PKK, the Kurdish insurgents that have been fighting against the Turkish government and are now largely ensconced in bases in northern Iraq. There's another challenge looming in this relationship, and that is that April, the same month that President Obama will be visiting Turkey, is also the month when the Armenian Genocide Resolution always comes before the U.S. Congress. The Congress is being asked, as it has in the past, to state and resolve that what happened to the Armenians in Turkey in the wake of World War I constitutes genocide. President Obama said during his campaign that he would support this resolution. The passage of this resolution would be a very disturbing factor, and it certainly would trigger a response inside of Turkey that might make it difficult for the Turkish parliament to vote the United States the privileges that it wants for that base in southern Turkey that it hopes to use as we withdraw troops from Iraq. So how that's going to play out in the coming weeks will certainly affect at least the short-term course of this relationship.
Speaking to us from Evanston, Illinois, Stephen Kinzer of Northwestern University's Department of Political Science. He has written, among other books, Crescent and Star, Turkey Between Two Worlds. Thanks very much, Stephen.
Great to be with you.